Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Luke and Gemma from Snohomish are. Luke and Gemma, are you there?
Yeah.
Gemma, remind me, are you 7?
Yeah.
And were you guys listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, we weren't, Logan.
Oh, Logan, diming you guys out.
Logan in here. We lost last time, so I figure a little bit more backup isn't a bad idea.
Oh, okay, I love it.
How old is Logan?
4.
Four,
Steve,
7.
You are going down.
I'm so in trouble.
All right. The whole family is ready, Steve, so you got to get out of here.
All right, let's go.
For those playing at home, Luke, Gemma, and Logan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. They can pass all they want, but they will only get 3 guesses per question. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes?
Yes. Season 2 of The Last of Us was primarily filmed in what country?
Europe?
No.
China?
No.
Asia?
No. What does the E in PETA stand for?
PETA.
Pass.
With the number being more than 10, how many NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl?
Twelve?
Yes. The most expensive guitar ever sold at auction belonged to which Seattle musician?
Kurt Cobain.
Correct. The largest numbered zip code in the U.S. is 99950, and you'll find it in what state?
Alaska.
Yes. The Body by Stephen King was the basis for what movie?
I'll pass.
Same as a local area code, how many bones are in an adult human body?
206?
Yes. Also a Deftones song. What is the Roman name for the Greek goddess Athena?
The goddess of beauty?
Oh. You guys, tallying it up, you got 5 correct.
Not bad, guys.
Not bad at all. Well done, kids.
You guys said...
It's okay.
Steve, these junior alcoholics are putting up a good fight.
Uh-oh.
Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
What fruit do raisins come from?
Grapes.
Correct. Season 2 of The Last of Us was primarily filmed in what country?
Are you a grape person? I mean, a raisin person?
No.
Oh.
Trash.
I could just eat handfuls of them. What was the question? I'm
Season 2 of The Last of Us was primarily filmed in what country?
Russia.
No.
Canada.
Yes. What does the E in PETA stand for?
Eat.
No.
Ethical.
Yes. With the number being more than 10, how many NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl?
11.
No.
12.
Yes. The most expensive guitar ever sold at auction belonged to which Seattle musician?
Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. The largest numbered zip code in the U.S. is 99950, and you'll find it in what state?
Alaska.
Yes. The Body by Stephen King was the basis for what movie?
The Shining?
No.
It?
No.
Cujo?
No. Same as a local area code, how many bones are in an adult human body?
425.
No.
360.
No.
206.
Yes. Also a Deftones song, what is the Roman name for the Greek goddess Athena?
Shove it.
No.
Minerva?
Yes! Steve! You got...
Well, I knew it wasn't my own summer.
You got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-5. Next time, family, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Sorry
thank
to disappoint you. You and your family.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Steve, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
The Body by Stephen King was the basis for the movie Stand By Me. Do you remember that movie?
God.
Oh.
Was that, who's in that?
River Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's, what was that, like 1986 maybe? I don't even remember.
Is that the movie where it had like the scene where they get in the water and they come out and they have like all the, what was it, like leeches on? That one's traumatizing. Like, I didn't want to go in pools after seeing that scene. And I'm like, there's no leeches in a pool. I still think of that whenever like you're like near like a pond.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your victory. Just ahead of Mother's Day this Sunday, there's a poll that has determined 22% of us feel like we do not call our moms enough.
Right.
So all week long, we have been calling our moms live on the air, but instead of us posing the questions to our moms, we're having the listeners.
So instead of calling our moms on our own time, we decided to use our airwaves. That's perfect. Let's
exactly.
do this.
So we had the Rockaholics text us questions or even leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app. And today we're going to be chatting with Danny's mom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mama V, thank you so much for taking the time. We're very excited to chat about your sweet baby boy, Danny V.
Oh, anytime. I love talking about him.
That makes one of us.
I'm just joking.
All right, we have some voice messages and some text messages asking questions for you about your son. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, we'll start with this one then.
I have a question for Danny's mom. I believe her name is Linda, and Danny is dating Linda. Did you think that was weird when you first found out that your son is dating someone with the same name as you? Your son rocks. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
You did.
Yeah, I thought it was very strange. I was like, no, go find another one.
Go find another one. Like there's just like a tree of girlfriends you can pick from.
Yeah.
But they spell it different, right? You spell Linda different than Danny's Linda spells Linda. Is that right?
Right. But when people are calling Linda, we both look.
That is true.
Yeah, that's why I call my girlfriend Lynn. It's easier to distinguish.
I think you said I call my girlfriend Mom. We got a good text message. Someone said, what does Danny's mom think about him getting his ears pierced when he's pushing 40?
I had a hard time with that one. I was like, what? I was speechless.
So it bothered you?
It bothered me.
We think he's just having a midlife crisis. We're not sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what it is, too. And they can always close up.
And he just purchased a Corvette. It's crazy around here.
She would be happy about that one.
I love Corvettes.
All right, we have one more question through the Odyssey app. Are you ready for it, Mama?
Okay.
Which of their friends did you secretly not like growing up?
Oh, let me see. Some of the girls that used to follow him around and stuff.
Groupies?
Leave chalkboard messages on the sidewalk and stuff.
What would they write?
Oh, they loved him. That he was very good looking. They wanted to go out with him.
Yeah.
All over the sidewalk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was your son a player?
I would say yes.
Oh!
Wait, did he bring... Oh, never mind. I don't know. I'm saying, like, did he have just girls hanging out at the place? Like, you'd come home and he's just hanging with some ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Danny's just looking. I was like, "Oh yeah, of course."
No. I feel like Steve is just really jealous of your childhood, Danny.
The girls riding with chalk.
Well, we have block parties because they would be practicing. Their band would be practicing in the garage, and all of a sudden, I'd look out there, and there'd be all these little girls sitting on the sidewalk listening to the music.
That was
amazing. Did you let them practice in your garage?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'd rather have him here than somewhere else, so yes, I did.
But ask her how many times the cops got called.
How many times were the cops called?
But that wasn't our fault. That was the neighbors. Some of the neighbors liked the music and some complained. I think they were just jealous.
I bet the ones that complained were the ones that had daughters that were constantly showing up to your house.
I want to ask real quick question, Mom. What do you see in Lily that reminds you of me?
Her friendliness, she's willing to just talk to anybody, be friends with anybody, help anybody. She's not shy at all.
And her earrings.
And her earrings, yeah. Now her earrings. She wants to do whatever Daddy does.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's awesome. Well, happy Mother's Day. It was really a blast getting to chat with you and learning a little bit more about our friend Danny V.
All right. Thank you. Anytime.
Thanks, Mama V. Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've talked to all our moms now. And tomorrow, we're going to give you a shot, Rockaholics, at winning a hand and stone gift card for a massage for your mom, or it could be for you.
You can be selfish and keep it for yourself.
Yeah. Be sure to join us at this time tomorrow around 8 o'clock for your shot.
Or you could give it to one of Danny's girlfriends from back in the day.
The Daily Mix Show.
We shared the news first thing this morning, and after learning last night that we've lost our friend Kevin Deers, who was a host of Metal Shop for 15 years on this radio station and was coming up on his 10-year anniversary hosting Loud and Local. Two of the things that mattered the most to him in life were the local scene and metal music.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We have someone on the phone this morning that wants to share a bit about the relationship with Kevin.
Yeah, I saw my buddy. We have a mutual friend in Darren Wall, who's he's a part of the band Greyhawk, great local band. And I saw his Facebook post this morning, and I was like, man, I just feel like Kevin loved radio and loved that. You know, so I was like, we have to do a show for Kevin, and I want to just have moments where we can just share what an awesome person he was. I don't think a lot of listeners maybe know some of the stuff that made him such an endearing and awesome human being. And I saw a story that Darren shared on his Facebook page this morning, and I hit up Darren and be like, hey man, if you're cool with it, I would love for you to share that story, because I think it just illustrates why we love Kevin so much. So Darren, you there?
I'm here, Steve. How you doing?
I think you know. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you coming on the air with us.
Love you too, my man. Yeah, no problem. You know, Kevin, to a lot of folks, they knew him as the host of Metal Shop, because, you know, that's a big part of who he was. You know, he hosted that show for a long time, did a great job. To me, he was much more than that. Kevin was a very close friend, somebody I talked to a lot. And, you know, a lot of people who listened to your show might remember in 2021, I was shot while stopping an active shooter at a show my band was playing. And while I was laid up recovering from that, Kevin was, you know, he was one of those guys that went above and beyond. He was coming over to my house almost every day. He was bringing me lunch. He was bringing me groceries. He would bring over old wrestling DVDs, which I always thought was funny, because I was like, man, I don't have a DVD player. I just have everything on streaming like everybody else. But, you know,
Kevin with his cassettes and with his DVDs. Like, dude,
So I had to figure out getting a DVD player from Amazon so we could watch wrestling DVDs together. But yeah, he was just always there making sure I wasn't too bored, because I couldn't get up and move around. And, you know, just one of those, everybody gave a lot of support, but he was one of those guys that was always above and beyond. And, you know, he'd always use our music as his walkout when he would do ring announcing at Defy Wrestling. And, you know, I'm in another band now called Glyph that's doing really well. And, you know, you guys on the show, you guys have had success in your careers. Obviously, you're hosting the biggest morning show in Seattle. And on your way up, there's always people that help you. And my new band, Glyph, Kevin gave us a spot on Metal Shop, a 30-minute interview, and played our demo when we were nobody. And now we're touring the world with bands like Ailstorm and playing to 2,000 to 3,000 people a night. And, you know, it's those people on the way up who help you just because they're your friends and because they want to help you and they believe in you that you remember. So, you know, I'm going to miss them. I miss them already. And yeah, man, just thanks for the opportunity to come talk about them.
No, I appreciate you sharing that story, because I went to bed last night, as much sleep as I got, and I woke up and I was like, man, maybe that wasn't real. Like, you know, you think that, and then you open up your social media and you start seeing, now the word's gotten out about what happened with Kev, and it just gutted me. But then when I was looking through all these, you know, heartfelt and sad stories, and I saw yours, and I'm like, man, that's the Kevin I know and love. And I felt like that would be. I really appreciate you sharing that story.
Hey, no problem, man. Yeah, he. That's exactly who he was. He was very much a selfless guy who always wanted to help no matter what. And, you know, even though clearly he was dealing with some things on his own end, you know, he was still trying to help everybody else as much as he could. And that just shows you what a great guy he was.
Well, Darren, I really appreciate you taking some time out, man. And much love to you. Much love to all of Kevin's friends and family that are obviously waking up or going to bed last night with a feeling of just confusion and sadness.
Yeah, man, and everybody out there, if you're listening, just, hey, man, hang in there. Everything, you know, you're worth it, and just hang in there if you're having trouble.
Thank you.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, we love brother. You, man.
All right, love you, too, guys. Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that for many of you, you are just waking up and trying to keep up on what is happening in the world around us. And here at KISW, the world around us has been pretty shattered this morning. We learned last night about the passing of our friend Kevin Deers, longtime host of Metal Shop, longtime host of Loud and Local, great friend to the wrestling community in Seattle and beyond.
If there was something to nerd out about, chances are he was nerding about it with you, from weird video games to cassette fascination to t-shirts.
I saw somebody say that he was one of the original influencers before influencers was a thing, and that is the absolute truth, you know, about Kevin.
In a way, he influenced everybody. Just embrace the weird side. Like, don't worry about how people think about you, because that was Kevin to me. Like, you know, he didn't care if he would geek out about like the most random pop punk band, even though he was the host of the Angry Metal Shop, you know, like, or he was a nerd for wrestling, just like me. We traveled to go see WrestleMania several times and just geeked out over that. And I'll be honest, like, I just feel like my head's going to just like pop out of my ears. Like I don't know. Maybe that today was not the right. It wasn't the right choice to try and do a show. And maybe it was. You know, these are those things where you wake up in the morning, you're like, I don't know what else to do. I know Kevin especially loved being on the radio, and especially loved helping us when he could. He would help anybody at any chance, and not just us, but any of his friends. But trying to process this has just not been. I wouldn't wish this on anyone.
No. And we shared a tribute on social media to him this morning. If you'd like to share memories of Kevin, please go do that. Everybody's having a really hard time wrapping their head around this. It didn't seem real when we woke up this morning.
No. I know, so when you called me last night, and for a little levity, I'll try. Danny, I haven't told you this story. So Taryn calls me last night to tell me this awful news. And I pick up the phone because it's like 9 o'clock in the evening. I just finally settled down with my wife. I'm enjoying some Jello. And
is that a euphemism?
No, actual Jello. I was very happy. And then all of a sudden, my phone rings. Like, it's Taryn. I better answer this. Like, I thought, I wasn't expecting that phone call, but I knew a phone call was happening.
It's always one of those things, like, because it also happened with me when you called me, and it was just like my heart immediately is like, what's going on?
Right,
like something. Somebody's sick, you know, and immediately that's where my mind went.
That's my mind was thinking, oh, maybe she's not feeling good. And so I answered the phone and I'm like, hey, and I could tell like your voice is cracking. And she goes, do you have a second to talk? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, are you alone right now? Okay. And I'm on the couch with my wife. And I'm like, well, this is a very difficult thing to answer. Because like, if I say, no, I'm not alone, now my wife knows that I'm saying, no, I'm not alone while I'm on the phone with Taryn. Yeah. And I'm also like, does she have... like, should I be alone? Like, do you have dirt on my wife? Like, who else would I be with at 9 p.m. other than my wife? So I'm just like, no, I'm here with my wife. And then, obviously, you shared the awful, awful news. And my wife was able to, like, she's looking, like, what the heck's going on? Because first she hears, no, I'm not home alone. She's like, what? And, you know, puzzled. But then, as the conversation, she could tell, like, visually, like, I just look like... like I saw a ghost, and she knew something bad happened.
Yeah, and I know for a good chunk of our phone conversation, we probably sat in silence more than we actually spoke.
Yes.
Just trying to make sense of this, because it's something that doesn't make sense. I want Kevin to be here. I love that man so much.
Well, I was telling you guys, I was going to text him yesterday for the dumbest reason. So, like, this band called... One of the things we also nerded out about besides professional wrestling was New York hardcore music. Like, I got a big smile on my face. Danny posted a picture of yourself with Kevin and with Tom.
Mike.
From, Mike, sorry.
Yeah. Come on, Steve. Get it
well,
right.
Well, I know he hangs out more with... He's more of a Tom guy than a Mike guy. I'm kidding. Of MXPX. And the three of you guys were together at the Green Day show.
Yeah.
But Kevin was wearing a Madball shirt. And that always brought a big smile to my face because they were like a New York hardcore band. And we would geek out about that band. Biohazard, Typo Negative, like these are like that was one of the first conversations we had when I found out he would be hired by KSW because he was hosting Metal Shop. I'm like, well, there's my connection with metal. It's like those are the bands I love. I'm like, hey, dude, you got to play some Biohazard, and his eyes lit up. But one of the other bands that we loved was a band called Life of Agony, and they were supposed to come to town many years ago at El Corazon, and it got canceled. I think ticket sales weren't the best. They're popular on the East Coast and in Europe, but the West Coast for some reason can't sell a ticket, which, I mean, they had two tickets sold because Kevin and I were going.
Front row.
And they just announced that they're doing, like, a tour in support of, like, one of their old albums, like an anniversary album, I think, like, for the album Ugly. I think it was, like, 30 years. And I saw all the tour dates. And shockingly, there's not a Washington date. So I was going to text Kevin back, yet again, this band continues to F us. And I just, like, I'll text them later. And then I got caught up with doing stuff with my daughter. And you know, it's just, like, crazy that he was in my mind at the time when all that went down.
And, I mean, life... happens so fast. Life, you know, throws us curveballs. And like this morning, we again, like to your point, we didn't know, you know, do we do a show? Do we not do a show? And again, Kevin was such a huge part of the framework of this radio station. He was, you know, just woven into the fabric of so many things. And being able to pay tribute to him in this way, you know, it definitely stings. It's hurting. We were not prepared for this morning, but we're just doing our best.
And it seems like a lot of my friends, we had a lot of mutual friends, and I feel like this has just been like the ongoing theme of like everyone's making it a point. Sometimes we're not even saying anything other than just, hey, man, I love you. And I think like that's just something that we forget how important that is to let, you know, the people that you love know that you love them. I know it's cheesy, but in those kind of moments, like they're like you just you don't know what people are dealing with inside their head, in between their ears, and maybe they do need to get that random text or maybe that random phone call, and you know it's something that I think a lot of us are still trying to process. And but all the love for Kevin, all the love for his family. I know he was a proud uncle, and I always loved like we would post and share all of his stories. He was so fired up when you were having your kid, and I was having my kid. He's just one of the good ones, and it crushes me that he's no longer here with us.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you'd like a shot at beating Steve this morning, this man's record sits at 142 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 850.